USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes the meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs and how it will help him win.
However, Republicans and Democrats are deadlocked over additional funding for Kyiv, with Republicans demanding tougher border policies as a condition for supporting President Biden's proposed aid package. The Israel-Hamas conflict persists into its 67th day. The United Nations General Assembly is poised to vote today on an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. Since the conflict commenced on October 7th, approximately 90% of Gaza's population has been displaced. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv. Republicans are insisting on linking any aid to more stringent U.S. border policies. McConnell's remarks follow Ukrainian President Zelensky's meetings on Capitol Hill this morning to advocate for increased U.S. support. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. The closure of the Lukeville port of entry has resulted in an unmitigated risk, jeopardizing the state's safety and commerce. Customs and Border Protection shut down the port last week to enhance support for Border Patrol in migrant processing. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A new report says almost a fourth of the planet's freshwater fish are at risk of extinction. The so-called Red List was issued by the International Union of Conservation of Nature and includes Atlantic salmon and green turtles. Some 2,000 species were added to this year's list, unveiled at the COP28, the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Dubai. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is reacting to a recent poll that shows only 28% of voters approve the job he's doing. The mayor says he respects that New Yorkers are feeling angry, partly because of the budget cuts and the migrant crisis, which he blames mostly on the federal government.
This has been a successful administration that got hit with a national crisis.
The Quinnipiac poll shows 30% believe he did something unethical related to the investigation into his 2021 mayoral campaign. The mayor insists he follows the rules.
So there are those who are political opportunists that from the day I was elected, no matter what we did, they did everything to try to derail our city.
Travel will continue to be on the upswing this holiday season. AAA predicts over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles over the last 10 days of the year. It's the highest projection since 2019. Los Angeles Lakers announced they will raise a banner to honor their NBA in-season tournament title. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.